Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, legends, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. My name's Barney. To my left is my good mate, Stiffy.
Hey.
And Stiffy, we have a special guest here today.
Fuck yeah, we do. Fucking hope we do. I want to introduce the real Slick Mick. Hey, Mick.
How you going?
Fucking
nothing
good.
Nothing real fucking special about me, but...
Oh,
okay. If you say so.
When I found out he was coming on, I was going to wear my good Dunlop Volleys, because this bloke's an Esche.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I fucking wasn't going to wear it, because he...
Alleged.
Alleged.
Yeah. Dude, I got to give a shout out to Ross, our mutual friend, because this is how this has all happened. Ross, so shout out, Ross. You know who you are. Got in contact me with for you, actually, for the real Slick Mick. And, yeah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
How you been?
Oh, been all over the fucking shop lately.
What's been cracking? Tell me, fill me in.
Not a lot, just work, playing heaps of golf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, heaps of golf.
So, hang on, is it something you've just started to dabble into, or have you always played golf?
Nah, it's just something I just started dabbling into.
Yeah, right.
Wish I started playing earlier, but...
Yeah, and you know what golf is spelt backwards? Flog.
Flog.
Yeah, it's flog. Just a game of flog.
Yeah, you're flogging the ball.
Yeah. Fucking
I'm trying to flog the ball, one or the other.
It's the best sport out because you can go like at 7 o'clock in the morning with an esky.
It's allowed. Yeah.
Like you're allowed to take an esky, whether you put fucking water or Gatorade or fucking VB or some fucking, what's that black shit you can drink? The fucking, that rum? What's it called? The fucking...
Sambuca. You can drink anything.
Yeah,
I was thinking the DV. The LDV.
Domestic violence. Yeah. So where are you playing? What's your favourite?
Here, there and everywhere.
Yeah.
It's usually all down the Gold Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. You're based on the Gold Coast,
yeah,
aren't
based
you?
On the Goldie, yeah. Grew up in Sydney.
Yeah. So whereabouts in Sydney?
In Western Sydney.
Western Sydney. So the only, when I think of Western Sydney, I think of like Penrith. Is that?
No, more like Liverpool area.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
So not that far west, but
not
still
that far.
West.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, right. And how old were you? You born in New South Wales?
Yeah, born and raised in New South Wales.
Yeah,
Western Sydney.
Yeah,
in the hood.
Is that where it all grew up for you? Like down there in the hood.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say like it's the hood, but like it's not.
It's not country boat, is it?
Yeah, it's not fucking. It's not Sovereign Islands on the Gold Coast. Put it that way.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah, right.
So, yeah, grew up down there most of my early years. Then moved up here when I was a teenager.
Yep.
And then, grew up in Labrador down on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, good spot, Labrador. Like, if you're going to pick a place on the Gold Coast, Labrador or Southport? Like, Southport is the new, well, what do you call it? It's not the new surface paradise, but it's a happening place, isn't it?
Getting yuppie, isn't it?
Burleigh Heads is another cracking spot for...
Yeah, barely. Yeah, that's full of fucking hipsters, but...
Yeah.
I'm not ponytail fucking latte sipping.
Yeah, definitely. But no, Labrador, good spot.
Guess what? We fucked up.
Oh, fuck, we've gone
I'm thirsty. I didn't get a beer.
Yeah,
get one of them. Yeah, I have one of them.
Right.
Yeah,
I have one.
Well, let's get into the fridge, wherever that is. You right to go there, Barney? Fuck yeah. So what's in the big pit of ale today?
Yeah, what have we got?
We got some freshies. I love a can of fresh.
Your mate.
What is this one?
Mate, this is your mates. Again, we've actually had a couple of these other ones. So this one's a lager, and it's low carb because I'm all about the fitness.
Oh, I can tell.
And I'm going to try to fit this into my guts. That's what I'm about.
So
fitness.
Okay. So you're telling this is a healthy can because it's on the back there, it's got only 92 carbs.
Yeah.
Can I just calories. Say something? Nothing healthy tastes good.
No.
Nothing yeah. healthy yeah. tastes good.
Throw it out. I've got some better stuff in the ute.
Oh.
And I've got to give props to me mate over here. This is cold as an Eskimo's asshole.
Yeah.
This is fucking great.
This is mate, good. I don't See, drink. I Life is way too short to drink hot beer.
Correct. And the only reason we drink out of tins... What's the only reason we drink out of tins?
Have a little bit of a crack off. Steffy yeah, does,
we
goes
love
first.
To crack off. And here's my crack. Oh, it was a pretty sad crack, really.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. For my effort. Oh. Yeah. Oh, it's a delayed. Oh. Oh. That's the extra long, drawn out crack, which is all right.
Yeah. Not bad. I actually got my right fingernail right, stuck
I might
in
have
it.
To give it a crack.
Yeah. Now. Give us a crack.
I'm a bit more violent than you two, but...
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, that the yeah, solid think, crack.
Yeah, you can have that. You won yep, on that one.
I think you did. Righto, so what's this taste like? Cheers, mate.
Mm. I'm not going to say it's bad.
No, it's not.
Mm.
It's real smooth, eh?
Mm.
Real smooth.
Not very hoppy or anything like that, but...
That nearly reminds me of a frigging 4X Gold, to be honest. Yeah.
But it's not as bitter as a 4X Gold.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, and it's obviously made in Queensland too. We've got a little Queensland symbol there, so...
Yep. Mm. A refreshing Queensland beer that helps you savour those cheers, mate, moments. Well, that's good.
And it'd be Australian made, so... Again.
Well, it certainly is. Well, that's good. Well, we'll crack a few of these today, no doubt. Oh, yeah. Righto, Slick Mick, let's get into a bit of you.
All right, what do you want to know?
So, Gold Coast and golf. Fill me in.
Well, I'm not Tiger Woods. I'm more like Tiger fucking Wishy could. But... I just go out to hit the ball. I don't get golf, put it this way. People go out there and they spend all this money and buy fucking fancy clubs, go to fancy golf clubs.
Yep.
They go out there and they're trying to hit the lowest score. Like, I get it, you hit the lowest score to win, but if I go to a golf course and I'm paying $120 I'm going to hit as many shots on that fucking thing as I can.
Value for money, you reckon?
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking oath.
Why would I go out there and hit 80 when I can go out there and hit 120?
It's all about the real estate. You've seen more of that golf course than probably most people have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why would I hit the middle of the fairway when I can go see old fucking Betty up in the two-story house whose glass balustrade I just fucking smashed. Cracked?
And you might have found a golf ball or two on the way up there as well.
Yeah,
so
a couple of golf balls.
Fucking value
I'm not
going to
tell anyone, but.
So, do you walk or do you cabby it?
Fuck no, I'm not fucking walking there.
No.
Like, I don't mind fitness, but I'm not that fucking keen.
Yeah.
I'll get in the golf cart. Yeah. It's easier to find the balls, too.
Oh, 100%.
If I'm hitting one that way and then that way, I'm not walking that.
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
Last time I played with you, Barney, it was the four of us. Remember we used to do the bag trick on the back with the fucking buckle?
Oh, yeah, do the untie, the fucking...
Go on, fill me in.
Yeah, so when you're with two... You've got another buggy. When they're teeing off or when they're putting, you sneak back up to their bags and you just unclip the belt.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You just unclip it. You don't take it right off. You just unclip it. So when they fucking get in and floor it, you just got to be mindful, though, because if they've got really good clubs and they are precious with those clubs, they get a bit upset.
Yeah, make sure it's on the grass.
Yeah.
And another good trick, too, is take a bag of marshmallows.
Yeah,
and chuck them out. And just drive along and fucking, and everyone thinks that's their ball.
You're giving me bad intentions here, boys.
Love that's it. Gold. So, golf on the Gold Coast. So, you got a couple of. So, you're in Labrador. So, what's the closest golf course?
I'm not in Labrador. I live in Coomera.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Yep. I'm near the theme parks and stuff. But the closest ones for me are like. Oh, fuck. Like Gainsborough Greens. That's in Pimpama.
Yeah. That's where we have our work day one.
Yeah.
We've been kicked out of there as well for our work golf day. We've rolled a couple of buggies and shit. Oh. So
if you haven't been kicked out, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
No. That's expensive. Don't they have a price list on the buggy about if you fuck it?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
they have like, down the thing?
Like
yeah.
a front fender.
Like a
roof
fucking $600?
Yeah.
Takes the fun out of it.
I know.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Just put a fake name down when you go. Can't catch it.
Don't they give you... don't you have to hand your driver's license in?
Yeah, but you get your mate you to sign in and then you fix that up.
Never book under.
Maybe
your real
for
name.
Blokes like me, but normal looking blokes that... Probably just let them go.
For the people that don't know, so we'll go back.
Go back.
You've got a bit of an Instagram. Just give yourself a bit of a plug too. So you've got an Instagram page, The Slick Mick.
That's Slick Mick.
That's Slick Mick. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
My bad. And it does a few skits of Eshays.
Some of the funniest shit I've seen, to be honest. Like
Carry on like a fucking right dickhead.
Yeah. And you obviously got a couple of good mates that are in these skits with you.
Yeah, I got heaps of mates that come and jump in, and or other people, other creators I go and do videos with.
Give them a shout out. So who are these lads that are in with you?
Yeah, you got the bro J-Muck.
Yeah.
Big J-Muck. You got big Jaden Tyson Lang, strong man.
Yeah.
Strong as a fucking horse, that bloke. He'd lift me up with one hand.
Holy fuck.
Who else? I'll give a shout out to the missus because she films it and has to put up with me carrying on like a dickhead.
And actually, congratulations, because I just found out that you dropped the knee.
Yeah, dropped the knee, got engaged.
Yeah, right. How did that go? Good?
Yeah, it went good.
Obviously, she said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Wish I fucking didn't do it now, but she's been nagging me for months.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Actually, no, more than months. It's been years. She's been nagging me for a ring for years. I was like, all right, buy this fucking ring.
Yep.
She'll leave me alone for a couple of months. I can go play golf in peace.
Yep.
Dropped the knee. By the time we got back to the car, she's found free venues and we're getting married next week. Oh, no, thank you.
Yep.
Let's give it a couple of years.
Yeah,
well, exactly. That can only be a good thing. If there's organisation going on in the background, it normally means you don't have to do too much yourself.
Yeah. I'm not.
You just have to pay for it. You just got to pay for it.
I just said if I can pay for it and show up and say yes, I'm happy. No, I'm kidding.
Of course.
She's a fucking top chick.
She must be. Yeah.
She had to put up with me. So.
Yep. Have we seen her on any of the clips? Is she the nurse?
She's been in one. She's the nurse.
She's the nurse. Yeah.
She hates getting on camera.
She did a good job of that too.
She always talks like, I'll come jump in the video. I'm not scared. And then when it's time for the video, she's like, do I have to be in the video? I don't want to be in the video. Oh, I've got to go do this. Whereas I don't care. I just put an outfit on and go, fuck it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm going.
Yeah. And so some of your skits you do, obviously you've got a plan in your head, but do you really just turn up on the day and just...
Everything I do is turn up on the day.
Yeah.
Every time I try to plan something, it never fucking works.
That's
so
that's,
I just show up, I just say, roll the camera, and everything I do is off the cuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's everything. What you got to do too, though, is you've got to have fun with it, because it's exactly what we sort of do too. Yeah. Like you sort of get out here and yes, it mightn't be for everyone's cup of tea, but you go and do it and... It's not rehearsed.
Yeah, correct.
And you go off on this fucking tantrum and it's good. Yeah,
I think the spontaneous of just fucking winging it can be the better...
It makes it more real, doesn't it? 100%. It's more authentic. Like some of the stuff I do in... Because I do the cooking shows, obviously.
That was fucking funny. Yeah.
Like, I'm a fucking real picky eater.
Yep.
No one knows this. I'm a real picky eater. I do not eat anything. But it's like when I get into this character, this alter ego, I just don't give a fuck.
Yep.
I just eat whatever.
The way you say the words of the bacon was like, how do you say bacon?
Bacon bay.
Say it again.
Bacon bay.
Bacon bay. Bacon bread. Like the bread was all...
The airy fryer. Yeah. That's just...
That just comes out like...
So I grew up, and like everyone in Sydney talks, it's called Pig Latin. And that's like where Adelaide comes from. Adelaide, lad.
Yep.
Same thing. Oh, fuck, there's heaps of words you can go.
Yep. So a mate of mine, we used to put the first two letters on the end and then you say, or say it backwards. So I can say, the only thing I can say is Igna Aksa Ogda Ikta. And that just rolls off the tongue.
I've got no idea what that means.
Yeah, no. Nick sucks dog's dick. So
that's shout out to Nick.
Yeah, exactly. Ignacio Octa Icta, whatever it is. Anyway, so it's something that we used to do back in the day, and that just cemented in my head.
Yeah.
So of course, when you get into that character, does that just become fluent?
Yeah.
For you,
It just. I grew up, I had my Adelaide phase, my SA. They're not called SAs. It's just that's the modern term that like the online shit calls them.
Adelaides.
So they're lads.
I've actually never heard that.
Yeah.
I've never heard Adelaides.
Adelaides.
So it's lads. That's Pig Latin for lads. Adelaides. Oh,
fuck off.
Yeah.
That's us.
Yeah, you're the lads.
Yeah.
Are we the real Eshays?
Yeah.
This is the Adelaides podcast now.
Adelaides.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. You don't stop learning every day, do you?
Fucking you do not.
Holy dooly.
If you can learn one new thing a year. A day, sorry. Yeah. I've got ADHD too.
So do I.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, squirrel.
Yeah.
So go back to that. Esha is just the new age or new modern way of...
Esha means yes.
Yeah.
That's all it means is yes.
So how did Esha come about? Because it's only like a last 5 year thing?
Yeah. Oh, it's just, I guess, or is it social media, people make videos and people just call them Esha's for some... I don't fucking understand why they're not Esha's, they're Adelaide's. Yeah. And people, like, because I grew up in, like, the ghetto lifestyle, let's just say. And so I had my Adelaide phase. But, like, people that are Adelaide's, they're not like, oh, we're Adelaide's. It's just, that's just the culture.
Yeah, okay.
You were just growing up. It didn't need to be fucking tagged or anything. Yeah. That was just what we were doing. And even then, like, someone put a fucking tag on it and then, well, next minute.
Yeah. That's like the videos I do. I don't do them to fucking get Jane and Bob from north side of Brisbane living in their fucking $2 million mansion. I want fucking Greg down in Housing Commission in Narang watching it going, yeah, fuck yeah, that's sick.
Yes, bros. Fucking oath. Yeah, definitely.
And I have people come up to me with like Esha or Adelaide's all the time. Like every time I go somewhere, they're like, oh, fuck yeah, I love the videos, bro, I love the video. I'm like, that's who I want to love the videos.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want every average fucking joke. But my videos aren't for everyone. I'm unapologetic. I can't even fucking
unapologetic.
Talk. Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
I left school in year eight, so I'm hard with words.
Yeah.
Unapologetic. I give up.
I'm hearing you because it's like it's kind of like anything you do in life. If you are worried about everybody in society, you'll not get anything done.
Yeah.
Or you'll not put anything out because you'll be like, oh, fucking Fred Nerk won't like it. Oh, I better not put that out there.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody.
Yeah.
Because if you want to be yourself, that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah.
And if people want to follow you or watch you or subscribe to you, all of those things that you do these days with online presence, if you're not being true to yourself, you'll get caught out.
100%.
You know, and if you want to be true to yourself and be, you know, yourself, depending on like if you've got different character roles, you know, like if you've got your cooking segment and you've got another segment, like you've got the Batman, what do you call him?
Batlad.
So, you know, you're in different characters, but you're still being true to yourself because that's you.
Yeah. Well, it's basically, it's just me. I've just amplified it to another level and just mixing things together from growing up around it and whatnot and just putting it all into one.
Yeah.
So where did it start from being sort of your life and then going, right, I'm going to fucking film this and actually put it on fucking Instagram or...
Well... I always mucked around like with my mates and stuff and my missus because they knew that, you know, I've always wore TNs and fucking Nike shorts and, you know, dry fit hats. And, like, I grew up around it. It's not – like on the Gold Coast, you grew up wearing fucking board shorts. Down in Sydney, that's what you wore.
Yeah.
Everyone wore TNs. Everyone wore fucking dry fits and Adidas and all the real nice sportswear brands.
Yep.
And, fuck, I just lost my train of thought then.
Where did it actually go from being your life to actually trying to and then being funny with it and putting it onto video?
I always mucked around because I've got all the clothes because I used to wear them.
Yep.
And then like because I'm ADHD, like I just have random bursts of energy and I'd go put this outfit on, wouldn't even tell anyone. I'd just come running out in full character.
That's why it's good.
I just start trying to fucking fight everyone and just mucking around, talking fucking stupid.
Yep.
And then one day I come home from work
and when you do that, they obviously love it. They laugh.
Yeah.
And everyone has a good time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they crack up.
So as a stimulant to yourself, it's like, fuck, man, you guys are loving this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I come home one day and like being fucking extremely ADHD, I just had a spontaneous idea on the way home from work. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go home. I'm going to put the outfit on. I'm going to fucking film it. I'm just going to make – and just no plan. Yep. Set up a tripod. No one filmed me. And I was like, all right, I'm going to make a video.
Yep.
And I made this fucking video of Esha breaking into a house. This was – it's not online anymore. Yep. That's another fucking story in itself. But yeah, I made this video. I sort of made like Esha breaks into a house though. I played the house though and the Esha and done this fucking video. Put it on TikTok, not expecting anything. And it done like 1 million views or something overnight. I was like,
holy fuck.
What the fuck is this? And I was like, people were loving it. So I was like, all right, we'll just fucking continue on from there.
Yeah, right. And did you have to pull that off because it
I had an old page that I was a part of. It was called The Terribly Irresponsible. That
Yep.
There was me and another guy, obviously that fell through, so everything went apart from that.
Yep.
And then now I'm just doing it on my own.
Yep.
But I haven't done anything in a little while. Like I said, ADHD.
And golf.
I was 100% about videos, played one round of golf, threw the videos away. I'm playing golf now.
Walk along and went, oh, golf ball.
Yeah.
Great. No more video. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't all smooth sailing. I've been through a fair bit of shit.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So, how do I... So I used to be, put it fucking plain and simple, I used to be a drug addict.
Yep.
But not, I wasn't on fucking methamphetamine or anything like that. It was all prescription pain medication. So, the good stuff.
Yeah, right.
I shouldn't fucking say that. Yeah. I don't care about it. No, really don't give a fuck.
No, we don't care either.
No.
So I used to take 60, you used to know what endone is, obviously. Yeah. I used to take 60 of them a day.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
How could bit you going on function there? On 60 endone?
Was that, was that just a build up?
Like that was a build up.
Obviously, you're not taking 60 in one hit. As in, like, I'm going to take 60 endone. You'd be fucking.
I'd take 10 in one.
You'd die. No, but as in, like, where you started from, like, you know, one, two.
Yeah. Five. It progressed. It went from
progression.
One to two, two a day to four a day, four a day, and then next thing you know, fucking
just popping them like Tic Tacs.
Yeah, popping them like Tic Tacs.
Yep.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, wow. So that obviously would have created. So is that a part of your life that you're glad you're over?
I'm glad I'm over it, but look,
or through.
So I had this conversation on another podcast when I was only about 12 months sober, and I was very emotional about it, and like, I had to like. Recovery, rah, rah, rah. But the way I look at it now, it had to be fucking done. And when I first got off him, I was wanting everyone to pat me on the back like, oh, yeah, you've done this big, massive thing. But it's like, it had to be fucking done.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, I couldn't keep doing it.
No, you would be 6 foot under if you kept going that way.
Yeah. I didn't go to no – I didn't do no 12-step program. I didn't do no fucking – counseling or anything. I just woke up one day and said, I need to stop fucking doing this.
Oh, so no rehab, like, facility?
No.
You just went, dude.
Oh, I went to an outpatient rehab facility just to check in because obviously coming off that is real fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
But no 12-step programs, bullshit. I woke up, I was like, I'm doing this fucking cold turkey. I don't care.
Yep.
I had enough.
Yeah, you had enough. You woke up that one morning and went, this is fucking...
Well, I woke up and looked in the mirror and I was like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Because when I was on drugs, I was like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, look at me.
Yep.
I feel great, I look great. And I woke up one day and I looked in the mirror and I was like, who the fuck are you?
You don't look so good.
No, you look like a piece of shit.
Yeah, wow.
Yep. Today's the day to stop being a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yep, and obviously that's like congratulations, like that's a massive moment because that's getting in a way through it because if you didn't do that, like I just said, you'd be probably 6 foot under by now.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Your life was progressing.
I'll continue on. So I quit the painkillers and then I picked up an addiction with benzos.
So
like Xanax,
so it's a substitute. It's kind of like so okay.
If calm you, sort of try to take your mind off it, calm down.
Yeah. So at first I got them because like for the first couple of weeks. Withdrawals are pretty hectic. And then I just got a taste for them and I was like, oh, these are even better ones.
Yeah, right.
Because they just make you feel like $1 million. And then it ended up fucking 15 to 20 Xanax a day.
And how between the two drugs, were you talking like a week or was this like a 6 month progressional thing? Like
I fell deeper into the benzos quicker.
Yeah,
deeper into the benzos quicker. And the thing with the Valium, compared, normal people have a Valium that knocks them out.
Yep.
But for me, when I was having Valium, they were nothing. They weren't doing absolutely anything. The Xanax were the ones that were fucking a bit wild because you take them. And like I'd take them. So it got real bad when me and my missus first got together. And she didn't think anything of it because I'd be like, oh, yeah. She's like, I'm at work. I'll be at your place at 9 o'clock. Sweet, no worries. Oh, I'll take a few Xanax, play some Xbox.
Yep.
She'd come home. I'd be asleep on the fucking on the kitchen floor. My phone would be in the bathroom.
Yep.
And I'd have half a cheeseburger in my mouth and a cigarette hanging out my mouth, burning my fucking shirt and shorts. And she'd come in and just think, oh, he must have just fucking fell asleep.
Had a hard day.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then it started getting real bad.
Yeah, okay.
Started getting real bad, yeah. And I'd fall asleep fucking everywhere. And one night, apparently, I don't remember it because I was fucked up. But one night, I'd taken a bunch of Xanax and I was paranoid that someone was going to lock me in the bathroom. So I got all my drills and stuff out and I pulled the door off the hinges, pulled the lock off the door and then fell asleep on the bathroom floor. And I was like, no one's locking me in here today.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, wow. That's so crazy, isn't it?
What happened next to get off that? Was there another moment of you waking up again going?
Yeah, well, because I was going and seeing an addiction clinic, obviously for the getting off the painkillers. And then because I was doctor shopping to get all this, like I'd go in to see doctors, tell them what they wanted to hear. And like I'd go see six doctors in a day and get everything that I wanted just from just spinning a story to them.
Yeah, yep.
Like I was going through shit, but I'd bang it on a bit more just to, you know, get a bit more sympathy.
Yep.
Hand over stuff a bit easier, manipulate them.
Yep.
And then, I was getting them through this addiction clinic and my missus and my mum were real suspicious on me. They were like, all right, we're going to start coming with you now. But I was that good at hiding it that the dispensary in the addiction clinic was here, the doctor's room was here, my mum and partner are sitting here watching me like a hawk, and I'd get to the doctor's room, to the dispensary, get the tablets in down my pants before they could even see it. And then they'd be like, oh, did you get anything? No. I got nothing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then it just got real bad and my missus was like, I'm going to leave you. If I catch you with them again, I'm going to leave you.
Yep.
And I was like, all right, well, then that's the final straw. I'm quitting them.
Yep.
And I woke up one day, quit them, went through an extended like 9 months worth of withdrawals. And then, it took 9 months for the real heavy withdrawals to stop. But then it probably took me 18 months to fully come good again.
Like detox all that shit out of your system.
Yeah, detox. Like they done more, they wrecked me more, the benzos, the Xanax and the Valium and all that stuff than the painkillers ever did. The painkillers were easy to get off. The benzos were fucking hard.
Yeah, right.
Fucking hard.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's going back to, like you were saying, when you were back at doing that other podcast and all you wanted was a pat in the back.
Yeah.
And that's all you're after. That's like you were...
Yeah, well, it was more like glorifying my journey as if fucking normal people don't go through shit every day.
Mm.
And now that I've come good and my head's sort of come right and I see things objectively because I'm, like I said, I'm unapologetic. I don't give a fuck. Like, everyone's got problems.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got shit they're going through.
Yep.
Like me going through that, big at the time, but now I look back on it, it's like it's necessary. Normal people don't go out and take drugs all the time. Like that was a choice that I made.
Yep.
I have to live with it. I have to live with the repercussions from it.
Yep.
It had to be done. I fucking did it. That's it.
Yep. So the pat on the back, that you, like, is that something that, like, I think of the same thing throughout some of the struggles in my life. I start to overcome things. You're like, you know, you just want that pat on the back, but you don't get it.
Yeah.
Because, like, what's that famous saying? No one's going to come to save you.
No one's.
No.
No one's coming to save you. You've got to do this yourself. You know, you say that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the same thing. Is like, you will wake up one day and go, well, I can just stay this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or make a choice. Because it is just a choice.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it is just a choice. And that's it.
I don't think people want to change. If people don't want to change, you could twist your arm. You've been doing through that. You could tell them all the right things and everything. That they could be in there smuggling shit down their pants and that. They don't care until they want to change.
Well, not even like people are like, oh, but I had a hard upbringing and I've been through this and I've been through that. So the fuck have I? So the fuck have I? I don't blame any. Or I did at the time, but now I look back and go, I can't blame none of that shit on that.
No.
At the end of the day, I'm the one that put the tablet in my own mouth. I'm the one that got addicted to them. I'm the one that did what I did to get them.
Yeah.
I'm the only one to fucking blame.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Not 100%. Anyone else.
Yeah, definitely. And that's relatable in a lot of, not just someone that's on a painkiller drug or in drugs, or in whatever drug they're on, or through life experiences.
Yeah.
You choose to do that. And if you've done that, then you're going to have to cop the consequences that come with it. That's just...
Yeah, the key thing is that you've made that change. So how long ago was that? That's how many years now?
Off the painkillers, it's been... Oh, coming on 6 years now.
Yep.
6 years or 5 or 6 years. Yep. And off the benzos, it's been like 2.5 years.
Yep. Yep. Well done, man. Yeah. Fucking
bloody oath. Congratulations. Yep. Well done.
Appreciate it.
Because you're sitting here talking to us, and I'd rather be sitting here talking to you than never even met you, like not even have the opportunity to meet you. So
there was many a times where I probably shouldn't have woken up the next day.
Yep.
But...
Yeah, like you must have built up a massive
tolerance
because to pop that.
How'd you go when you had a headache or something like that? Because you fucking.
I never got a headache.
Did you ever get sick as well? Like the normal flu?
No.
No, but probably because all of the drugs were just.
I don't think I ever got sick. I don't think I ever felt pain because I was taking enough pain.
Yeah.
Fucking drop an Afghanistani fucking army.
Camel.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. No, like a lot of that time, my life was a blur.
Yeah.
Other than the real bad shit that I did, like I almost went to jail for 9 years. I was just on a bender.
Yeah.
On the drugs and mixed it with alcohol, which is fucking
just a cocktail for recipe for disaster.
Yeah, recipe for disaster. Yep. And I went on a bit of a rampage 1 year and just. Run amok and
So when you're doing this, are you, I'm trying to get in the mindset of that. Is this something you do sort of on your own in your own bubble, or is there also influences from other people that are also doing?
No, not necessarily influences.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got, from plate loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
From other people. But obviously I got into some shit with different mates and some on my own and whatnot. But the way I look at it, I was like I said, if I'm nothing if I'm not accountable.
Yep.
Everything that I did, I made the fucking choice to do it.
So yeah, well, congratulations that is now your past, isn't it?
Yep,
like that's in it, and you can't change your past. Your past is something that's now written and sketched in the history books.
Yeah,
yep.
And you can't, and you know, nothing's written going forward.
Oh,
you make that future for your own.
If I could go through it again, I would 100% do it. 100% do it. Yep. It taught me to deal with my mental health properly.
Yep.
Without any help of drugs or... it just strengthened my mental fortitude. Now, like, little things that used to fucking really get under my... Like, nothing can really get under my skin anymore.
Yep.
Yep.
And it drives my missus insane. Because she would drive her insane. And she's like, how is this not making you upset or anxious? I'm like, because... Yep. There's nothing that can really do it anymore.
Yeah.
So the focus that you had on, let's move on from that part of your life because that's now done. As in, that's in your history. But you've kind of now flipped your life around. As in, like that was the lows of the lows, and realistically, you've now coming through a point of your life where you just got engaged.
Yeah.
And for the last couple of years, you've been doing a lot of crazy stuff with Instagrams and your media and your social medias. So the energy you put into that to create that, let's talk about that for a bit. Like, as in, when you're talking about your reels, am I bleeding? Why have I got...
I've fucking got no pause button here, so...
No. Is that blood?
Is it on your hand? Other hand?
It's there.
Fucking Stiffy's done himself a fucking injury.
Where am I bleeding from? Wow. Oh, there it is.
There you go. What have you done?
I don't know. Oh, anyway, that's how good's that?
The bugs.
I'm looking
out.
At my hands, going, "What is that blood? Fuck me!" Righto. At least we got on top of that. Now I don't know where we were going with that question. So, social media.
Yeah.
You've got the energy you put into social media with postings and I mean, haven't done a little bit now because your golf's taken over. But go back to your Instagram
Tiger
videos
Woods by next week.
When you're creating a video, it is just for you, just something that comes naturally easy?
Oh, I wouldn't say it can't. Like, I just have shit come to my head.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm just going to fucking
do it. And then make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you've got a vision.
Yeah.
Just go and do it.
I guess it comes naturally, one to say.
Yeah.
It's more that I'm just, my head just runs 100 million miles an hour. And I'm like, let's just put that in the fucking video and see how it goes.
So, can you see that, like, maybe because I overthink things a lot and I go through it as a process.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, right, if I've got this vision of I want to do this as a skit or this as a video because I know at the end it's going to be piss funny.
Yeah.
Do you then sort of work back from that to how you get a starting point, or do you start from the start and try and get to the end? Is that a process for you? Do you work forward or do you work backwards, or do you?
I work forward.
Forwards, yeah.
If it's a little bit more in detail video, I'll just have like a punchline at the end that I want, or the main joke at the end that I want to go for. And then everything in between is just off the cuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as it... Yeah. And the good thing about making videos like that is you don't have to have a road.
No.
You can start wherever the fuck you want, end wherever the fuck you want.
Yeah. Well, you sort of got an end point, haven't you? Because it's the joke at the end that all you want to get to.
Yeah.
So if you sort of, you've got a start and a finish.
Yeah. But whatever happens in the middle is going to be fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your road could go around a million corners and bends to get to there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But I'm coming out with a new series soon.
Yep.
That I want to do. And I'm like, sitting there, I've been thinking about it for months, just like planning. Because I do a bit of planning, like, okay, what route do I want to go down? Whether it's the cooking, Esho cooking shows or the Esho skits with other people. And I've been, because I went on holidays and been playing golf, and I just took myself away from it. Because it takes a lot of time and energy and a lot of personal investment to do these videos.
Yes,
People see the videos and they see a 1 minute video. They don't realize. It might have took 3 hours to film it, 4 hours to edit it. Then you got to plan a whole day around it.
And you're doing these 3 hours and 4 hours is all around your normal week-to-week basis. So you're spreading that over 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I got my full-time job and then I got a business on the side that I run apart from my full-time job. And then it's just trying to squeeze everything in between.
What's
and
the
then
business?
Keep time for the missus. So I do basically what I do for myself, create content, but I go into businesses and do all content for them.
Yep.
So I got a law firm.
I like to promote their business.
Yeah, to promote the business. Yep. And I try to do like everything through organic growth. So I try and make captivating content that will bring in views without them having to spend a whole lot of money on ads.
Yep.
Because I don't believe in ads. Like with my last page, I think we in 9 months, we done something like 150 million views across all the platforms. And I'm like, if I can do that, and we never spent a dollar on ads. Everything was just organic.
Just growth.
If we can do that just through making captivating content and compelling content, why can't I go into a business and do the same thing for them?
Yes.
And I coach them through. So I got a law firm down on the Gold Coast that I work for, and I coach them through it, and we built them a bit of a roadmap, and we built sort of the style of the video that they wanted to do.
Yep.
And now that we've done that and it's done really, really well, a lot of other businesses are coming out now and the videos are looking identical. And I tell them that's a good thing. If people are coming out and trying to copy it exactly how we're doing it.
Yeah, it means you've nailed the... Yeah. You've hit the nail on the head.
It's working. Yeah.
That's your future, you reckon, is down that line?
Social media. 100% social media is the future.
Yep.
Why go spend $10,000 on a radio ad when you can invest $10 into your $10,000 into your social media, get a lot more out of it.
Yep.
And like, who's listening to radio these days?
I don't.
Oh no, man. You tell you what, good point, because fucking I was all over the radio, and I'm talking about for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, love the radio. Up to a point of about 2.5 years ago, I reckon.
Yeah.
And then it just changed into podcasts and social media stuff. Yep. As in just listening to stuff I want to listen to.
Well, everyone listens to Spotify and Apple Music, or they watch podcasts on YouTube. Yep.
Yeah, correct. It is, isn't
it? I like the radio at work.
Just have something on the background?
Yeah, something on the background.
Yep.
As long as it's not fucking Triple J, I hate Triple J.
Fucking same. I can't wear it.
Yeah, yep.
Triple J just... Really,
I was an absolute advocate for Triple J. I loved it absolutely, but I'm not going to say where it ended for me. But it got to a point where
I know what you're.
Yeah, it changed, and because I used to love Triple J.
You're too fucking politically correct. That's what Bumble is.
Yeah. There you go. You've heard it first from here.
Fucking straight up.
I don't like his.
Yeah, me neither.
We're off his. Like, fucking change.
I'll give him one thing. They play different songs.
Oh, yeah.
But the spectrum is way too wide.
Yeah.
You can go from listening to like an old classic and then next you know you've got fucking heavy metal, some kind of screaming his lungs out.
So talking about, okay, music. Is there a genre of music or do you like?
I'm a bit of everything, eh?
Yeah.
I love a bit of rap, love a bit of country.
Yep.
I love old school music.
The 90s, the 80s, the 90s? Or you're talking?
More like 70s, 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in between that. All the music these days is fucked.
You
can't even understand what half of them is. But not even all the R&B and rap music that's coming out now, you can't even dance to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you notice that it's like this 7-second part of it that everyone uses for social media.
Social media,
But like you hear it in the rest of it and it's fucked.
You listen to it in a nightclub, you're like, I can't fucking dance to this shit.
Yeah, gotcha.
Stiffy's a big dancer too.
Oh, I don't mind a groove. He
loves dancing.
Jeez, me too.
You're throwing me under the bus here.
I might have to get you to have a fucking dance.
I reckon I'd get gold.
All I can do is little box, big box.
Dude, I'd get gold in the fucking Paris Olympics.
You fucking would, actually. How's that? what is our fucking take on Ray Gunn?
Oh, she's gay.
We didn't even bring it up in the last body.
I think everyone else has crucified her enough that we probably don't need to. You know what? I think she gave it a good hot crack.
I reckon Ray Gunn needs to fucking rack off.
We have a fuck off section.
Yeah, we do.
Yep.
Fucking so fuck off out
fuck
of your
off
life.
Fuck off, Ray Gunn. You can.
So
fuck off.
So this week, Barney, is that your fuck off?
That's my. Well, I think it's mixed fuck off. Actually.
Oh, right. Eh?
Someone did say fuck off first.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, then have you got a fuck off for this week? You just come back from a week's holiday, so you probably don't have a fuck off.
I'm still trying to get sand out of Mondays, mate.
He's too happy for a fuck off.
Yeah.
No. Look, there's fuck no. My last week's just been fishing, drinking.
Yeah, I know. You know. Two weeks ago, I said about the rain. You know, we had 4 days worth of rain, and I said, we can
just before
fuck
I was
off.
Going.
Well, right now, I'm probably contradicting myself a little bit because fucking right now, it feels like spring. We're still in winter.
I don't know.
We're still in winter, right? Yeah. And the last couple of potties, I said, winter's done. We're now in spring.
Yeah.
I feel like right now, where did fucking spring go?
Yeah, we're in summer.
Feels like we're in fucking summer.
Straight up.
Anyway, so the weather pattern can fuck off because it's not normal.
Yeah,
that's my fuck off.
Yeah, done. That's that covered. So I'm actually going to get another beer. Anyone else want another one?
Grab a fucking another tin out of that fridge there, Braz.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, another one, because they go down a right. The old Your Mates Brewing Co. The lager, full-flavoured, 92 cals. So, of course, it's a healthy tin. Oh, you're not even going to that fridge. Oh, right, you're going to the big fridge. Right, Barney's just walked like right out. So, Mick, we'll have to chat without him. Righto, so let's get back to a bit of golfing.
Yeah.
How's your form?
It's getting better. It's getting better.
Has it been, did you say 4 months or was it about 6 months?
No, it's been about, full on, it's been about 6 months. I started about 12 months ago,
And tell me your form. You can strike well?
I'm a big hitter.
So your long game's pretty good?
Long game's pretty good,
So how's your short game?
My short game's all right. It's the in-between one that I'm fucking struggling with at the moment.
So
my drives are awesome.
Yep.
My chipping and my putting's good. It's that like, let's say 180 to 100 range.
Yeah.
That's fucking me at the moment.
Yeah, that picking that distance, like you're either too short or too long, like you're not. Because from one, is that where you can pretty much chip onto the green? Like 100, 100 meters, 180 yards, sorry.
108
yards.
180 is like you still got to give it a decent whack.
Yes.
But you just don't know what the fuck it's going to do.
Well, you don't want it to go over. So over's worse for me. Like, and I'll always duff it. Like, I'll fucking go right out. Not going over because there's normally fucking water or a tree or a fucking sand pit or something like that. So it's fucking, and it goes up, down, and you got to hit it again.
Yeah. I'd rather it, yeah, I'd rather it land short than go over.
Yeah, definitely. Because it depends on the. It's anyway, I'm going to crack this tin, eh?
Oh, I've already done mine.
Oh, me too.
I just had a squirter. She just wet my microphone. Mm. Righto, what do you want to talk about next, Barney? You got a direction with Slick?
Oh, mate, we fucking just walked in here like and just went, yeah, fucking...
we don't do plans around here.
No plans.
Now, you know what? What is the plan? Is there a plan for you? As in, what's next for Slick Mick? As in, you've got some plans happening or some thoughts with the new series?
I've got hundreds of plans.
Yeah. And of course,
plan.
You're getting married.
Trying to put them onto a whiteboard.
Not anytime soon.
Not yet. You've asked.
Stop
the big
reminding
questions.
Me,
mate. The way you were talking before, I reckon by the time you get back there, you might actually have to get into a tuxedo and walk down the aisle. By the time you get home, the Starbucks.
She finishes work at 6 o'clock tonight. She'd be down the aisle at 5:30.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it is a Saturday afternoon right now, so who knows?
Yeah.
Well,
I just said, why have the big fancy fucking wedding? Let's just go to the courthouse and elope.
Yeah.
That can work too.
I don't put on my best pair of Nike TNs. I'll fit right in.
Actually, what's
there.
Your missus's name? We haven't actually got to that.
Courtney.
One. Courtney. I don't think Courtney would be happy with that. I'm on your side, Courtney. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on your side.
Everyone's on her side.
We all had to do it, so have you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it'd probably work out better if she planned the wedding in the day and we had to go the next day because I love doing things just off the cuff.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
There's probably a lot of content you could do over this process of the wedding planning.
Yeah.
As in, like, you could have, I'm just thinking of that Bridesmaids fucking movie where she shits on the street. when she goes, she gets the wedding dress. I'm not saying Courtney needs to shit on the street. but maybe you do. You go try on your tuxedos and you're like, oh, and you take a shit on the street. Anyway.
Actually, I could think of more of it being a bit more like, what's that movie where they go to L.A.?
The
Bachelor.
The Hangover.
Would be more like the content that's, I reckon that, you could do.
That's more my space.
Actually, can we come to your Bucks party?
Fucking hope you can. Everyone's invited. No,
let's do it. That'd be good.
It's going to be on a golf course.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be on a golf course regardless.
Yeah. What about you know what? You could probably, a country golf course, you probably get away with a little bit more.
Actually, what we should do is let's fucking organise a golf day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always keen for golf.
Yeah, we'll have to do
that. Let's get a few of the lads together.
Oh, so we were saying before, Esha is really... I'll say it again. It's not Esha, it's...
Yeah, Adelaide.
Adelaide. I've got to try and get this. It means lads.
Yeah.
So Adelaide's versus lads or it's just...
No, it's just... That's the same two words.
It's the same thing, isn't it? Yeah. Because you can't go against each other because it's the same thing.
Two different variations.
Yeah. We'll have to have an...
Yeah. We'll just call it the fucking lads golf day.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, that's...
We'll get a few carts, we'll fucking...
I'll bring the camera out and we'll film it.
Fuck yeah, we'll bring ours as well. Let's fucking do it. Let's
actually, one of my favourite, your Instagram ones was the... where you went into the Maori's house with the shoes on.
Yeah.
Oh.
That, I fucking watched that three times over and I was watching it in the kitchen and both the kids walked back to, yeah, we know him. I said, about to go meet him now. So, oh, fuck, you've gone up in the world. I was like the cool dad for a second there. So.
Are you sure? Oh, so the kids have seen it?
Yeah, the kids have seen it. They know you are, so they went, yeah, fuck, he's cool, so.
Yeah. How good's that, eh?
My daughter's always on to it. Fucking SA.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fucking...
That's the thing with the kids these days. Yeah. They're, like, fascinated by it.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah, like, they're fascinated. I'm like, that was life for me.
That was just my life. That's it. Fucking love it.
Yeah, we touched about that before, but like the word Esha only came around like a few years back. Not a few years. Sorry, the stigma, I guess, this new stigma of the Esha. For me, and now I could be talking out of school, but for me, it's only really a thing from probably about less than 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, the word Esha's has been around for ages. But ages. Actually, calling them Esha's is... That's only.
But
very
mate, is that because of a social media thing as well? Because
I think so.
Like it ranted up. Yes, it was always around. But for someone like me, that's in the country, you know, but is it? Yeah. Anyway, but you know, you're sort of living in a... You got to remember, I probably shouldn't say this in a potty because I love Boat Desert, but I'm going to just
say whatever you want.
Exactly. I describe Boat Desert sometimes.
Slow desert.
No, as in like a hole in the ground. Yeah, and you've got to, if you ever want to get out of it, you've got to climb your way out of it. Yeah.
I think that's every little town.
So that's when like where I grew up down in Sydney, they call it Dodge City.
Dodge City.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because you're just trying to dodge it.
I was waiting for the punchline.
Yeah, yeah, everyone go dodge. Around.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So when you're, you know, when you're living in a hole like Bathurst, it's not a hole. I love the country town. I love Bathurst. It's still a hole though, but I love it.
Brown hole.
I'm sitting on a fence here, aren't I? Do you have it? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Nah, I love it. But anyway.
Being very politically.
Yeah. So when the word essay comes around and all these things on it, online, essay, brah, and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
For me, I never heard, if I go back 10 years ago, it was never a thing.
No. Nah.
It was never a, hey, yes, hey, brah, that sort of, that terminology and that lingo. Fuck, I love it. I love it. But yeah. I never heard it before like 10 years ago. So obviously social media is a powerful thing. It becomes in your fucking face. And
next minute, yeah, it's just got, it went viral. Shit. And
then you got dickheads like me on there carrying on like I do.
It's fucking great though, isn't it?
It's good content. I like it.
30 years ago, you couldn't make a living out of... It was never around.
This is what I love about the character too. So, any other person goes online and spits some of the shit that I spit in them videos, the way I talk, they're getting cancelled every day of the week.
Yes.
They're getting cancelled every day of the week. It's weird. I say it as a character. No one gives a fuck.
Mm.
No one cares.
Yeah, it's like comedians and shit like that. So they're getting cancelled all over the place. And it was at Jimmy Carr.
Oh, he's the best. I love him.
Isn't he? He's fucking so smooth. So he said, next time I get cancelled, and he's going to come back out and say, are you sorry about it? And he goes, yes, I'm sorry about it. See, I'm upset, but I've told you another lie or another truth.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. I'll have to get
the scale. Yeah, I know what you mean. He's like, Oh, we know you don't mean that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go. There's my point. Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's my ADHD buddy. Yeah. I like it. You finished it. Thanks.
me person, no jokes off limit.
Yeah.
No jokes off limit. At the end of the day, it's a joke.
Correct. Yeah, it's exactly right. It's a fucking joke. Yeah.
Fucking get over yourselves.
Yeah, stop crying, you fucking pussies. Yeah.
Meow, meow.
Fuck
meow,
me.
Some of the content that we're just starting to put out on social for us, like I'm starting to editing and I'm starting to do this sort of stuff, and then I get to a point and I'm like, fuck, is this going to piss someone off, or am I worried about other people? And I'm like, stop thinking about that shit, because we did it because it was funny as fuck and we got a laugh out of it, but then. My left-hand brain sometimes goes, oh, this might be a bit... And it's not even crude. It's just like a joke. Yeah. But some people take it the wrong way, and I'm like, stop fucking thinking about that as a negative. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just fucking do it. Because if it's
funny... If you don't like it, you can fuck off. Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah, there you go.
You can be on the next section. The next fuck off.
Like, people get... it's these days. Like, what are we in now? 2024?
Yeah.
Everyone's just fucking sucking and whinging about something. Yeah. Oh, this person called me this. This person called me that. Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah. And I guess with social media, with anything, it's your choice to watch it, listen to it, or hear it.
That's the key.
It's your choice. If you don't like it, fuck off. Yeah.
And we've had a couple of people say that they don't like it and go, well, I actually don't care.
Yeah.
And that was one of the big things for me when I was first doing it, because I don't like putting myself out there, and I'm going, fucking, I don't really want everyone fucking listen to what you got to say and that, but it's I actually don't give a fuck anymore.
No.
It's literally, if you don't like it, it's not my problem. I'm fucking giving it a go.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
And you're not, so you can fuck off. But
the way I look at people, they're usually hating on you, fucking insecure about something in their life that they're projecting onto you, but...
Yeah. Haters can get fucked, eh?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's my fuck you of the week. Haters and Triple J. Fuck you, Triple J.
No, double one.
Fuck you double and up. Your shit that's fucking
like
music.
That's like a double-fisted fuck you! Yeah, that's good. No, that's great. Fuck off, mate. Jesus, time goes quick, eh, when you start talking. We're already up to 51 minutes. So, what's next for Slick Mick? So, okay, hang on. Where can people find you?
On Instagram and on TikTok. That's Slick Mick.
Yep.
I don't know how to spell it. I can't spell for shit.
They'll find it.
I just read it in once and rolled with it ever since.
Yeah. So you've got the Instagram, that Slick Mick.
Yeah.
Is there a TikTok?
Yeah, same one.
Same one.
Same thing, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And
YouTube and Facebook, I'm still in the middle of sorting that out.
Yeah.
But I've had a bit of a hiatus, like I said.
Yeah.
What's next? I got a series I want to go there. So I was like, how can I combine... Not the character, not the SA character. I'm still going to do stuff here and there with that. But I'm like, how can I combine just myself with my ADHD and my impulsive decision to do fucking everything?
yeah,
and absolutely nothing at the same time. So I was going to do, I'm going to do average guy tries. That's going to be my my next series. So I'll go play a game of fucking basketball against some pro guys.
Yep.
And I'll go play, I don't know, game of rugby league, game of golf. And I'm just going to film it because I'm an average guy. Look. Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm built like a fucking Bunnings rake. I'm not an athlete in any sense of the word. Instead of me just trying to do one thing, I'm going to go try everything.
Yeah, but that's
ADHD, isn't it? Like you pick something up and you go, oh, fuck, I'm going out to buy all this shit. And next thing, it's fucking sitting over in the fucking corner. There's one fucking, my perfect ADHD story. I went and brought these two big fucking doors to put over our laundry. So it's only a little laundry and shit.
Yeah.
I went and got it. And Nat just looked at me like she's giving me that same look that when I go to say I'm fucking doing this. And she goes, yeah, stop. I said, right, yeah. I said, I'm going to refrain from having sex until this is done.
Oh,
fuck, I'm glad she gave in, eh? Like, fuck, mate. Fucking, I don't think they're still finished. And it was a good 6 months before they were in place. And, yeah, like, just that stuff. Like, I'm happy to go out and boil the stuff. And then I put it there and go, oh, fuck, squirrel.
I'm the same. Like, I get real impulsive. Like, when I want to do something, I'm like, oh, let's fucking. And then all of a sudden, like, something just snaps in my brain. I'm like, oh, no, fuck that. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yep.
And then 6 months later, I'm like, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm doing that now.
I'll do that again.
But you have also, it's got to be done perfect.
Yeah. That's one thing. Even with the videos and stuff, a lot of what I do is off the cuff on the actual video. But when it comes to editing and stuff, like, I am extremely...
You're your worst.
Extremely OCD with it.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be fucking perfect.
Yep.
Like, if one bit's wrong, it just drives me out the wall. Yep. But as with anything... Like, people think OCD, like, it's everything that you do. No, it's only things that you... Like, when your full attention is on it, you're like, all right.
Yeah, over-focus on
or something that you're interested in.
Yep.
If you're interested in it, then it's a bit
easier.
Ear.
Yep.
And when I build stuff, I go, oh, fuck, I don't really want it to look like I built it. So I just won't do it now.
Yeah.
I've got all the materials and everything there, but I don't want it to look like I done it.
So. Or you'll have something, just say you're building something and you got five steps. You do three steps full on, and then the last two steps, you're like, I just fucking put all my energy in the first three steps. I don't want to do it anymore.
How do you read an email?
I don't.
Oh. If I do, it's the first two lines,
yeah,
and it's the last two lines, and I make the rest up.
Yeah.
And then I go back, and I'll fucking start at the top again, and fucking back down here again. Oh, it's fucking, I hate it.
Well, last night, because I'm still doing an apprenticeship, Fitter and Turner, and I was doing my assignment last night on the computer. I told the missus, I said, oh, fuck, I'm going to hustle, I'm going to get this thing done. It's due on Monday. I hopped on there for an hour, and I only done about like 8 questions or whatever. And then I said, all right, that's enough. My missus, she's like, is that all? I'm like, yeah, it's been an hour. She goes, it's been 7 minutes. I was like, yeah, fuck that. The footy's on in 5 minutes. I'm
gone. Fucking gone.
It's been an hour.
Who do you go for on the footy? You're a Panther, right?
Oh, hang on. He's from the... No, hang on.
Eels?
Come on.
Hang on. Well, Barney, hang on.
Thing of Western Sydney.
I was just about to say, he's from Sydney.
Tigers?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a one-eyed, diehard Tigers fan.
Yep. I'm an Eels supporter, so...
Oh, you and Ross. You poor fellas.
Oh, no. Ross, Penrith Eels too.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking hell. What are you thinking, Ross?
Penrith Eels? Parramatta Eels.
Oh, fucking Penrith Eels. Fucking hell.
I'm West Tigers.
West Tigers.
Penrith fucking me.
We beat Manly the other night, so I'm happy with that.
Fucking Silver Spooners.
Oh.
That's where I reckon a lot of the SAs come from. Bins. Fucking there.
Where?
Is fucking Manly in that, wouldn't it?
The SAs?
Yeah, the pretend ones.
The pretend ones. I thought Manly was like fucking upper class, like yuppie area. Yeah, fucking
R.M. Williams and fucking...
R.M. Williams, you fucking live near the beach. You're nowhere near the bush. Yeah. I see fucking people in Cooma and they got R.M. Williams fucking boots on like they're going to the rodeo. You're in fucking Cooma.
You're in the fucking Gold Coast.
Yeah. And you've never ridden a horse. Now fucking take that hat off.
Yeah.
You couldn't find bush within a fucking stone's throw away. Yeah. Take it off.
Yeah. You're all hat and no cap.
It's like everyone going to these rodeos. I see photos come up online. I'm like, you live in Hounslow? You live in Labrador. You live in an apartment in Surfers. Why the fuck are you wearing Iron Williams, cunt? Yeah. Take that shit off. Yeah. Take them boots off. Put your fucking board shorts back on. Get back down the beach.
Yeah, yeah. Copy that. Yeah, you can have one set if you're going to go out west, as in, when I say out west, fucking out to Dolby or somewhere for a rodeo. So you fit in.
Yeah.
But you're wearing it down to fucking...
See, that's where I'm different.
I don't reckon you have a set of RMs.
Well, like, because... My old man, he had property out bush. RM, nah, fuck no. No. Every pair of shoe I own is Nike.
Yeah,
Nikes. That's why I didn't wear my good volleys, so you didn't pinch them.
So no, when you get married, you get me in a set of Nikes?
Fucking I find
walk down the aisle in a set of Nikes. Well, yeah, you don't walk down the aisle, but you got
Mrs. don't know it yet, but I'm definitely wearing.
Is she wearing Nikes?
I'm not wearing those fucking pointy toe clown shoes. No way.
Will she wear Nikes down the aisle?
No, there's no chance. No. If I ask her to do that, she'd slap me.
Yeah.
I can't ask her to do that.
Mm. What about it? So, is her dad still around? Like, is she?
Yeah.
So he's going to walk her down the aisle.
Yeah.
Reckon the dad, the future father-in-law, will wear a set of Nikes.
Or is I he don't know. He might wear a pair of thongs actually.
Oh, true. Well, Gold Coast.
No, yeah. he doesn't live on the Gold Coast.
Oh, doesn't he?
No, but he's a fucking a top bloke too.
Yeah, good.
He's just an old school Aussie bloke. He just fucking loves.
So where's he from? As in like.
Oh, he lives in Moolumbah.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Yep, Moolumbah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's sort of western Tweed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
South of the border.
Yeah, yeah.
Where all the fucking hippies go. Sorry, I'm fucking categorising everyone. I don't care, but...
So, sport, well, though, I was going to ask you a question. So, you're into footy. Do you do any betting or anything, like as in with footy betting?
Yeah. My missus is way better at it than me.
Does she just take a stab in the dark, or she know a shit?
No. So when we got together, she hated football because I watch every game. Like, I'm real bad. Like, I have to sit there and watch every single game.
Yep.
When we got together, she's like, why the fuck are you watching this shit? I don't like this shit. I don't like football. And then all of a sudden, she started showing a little bit more interest. Now she's worse than me. Like, we'll sit there and watch a game, and then as soon as the game's over, I'm on my phone doing whatever. She's like, can you fucking turn that down? I'm like, why? She goes, the post-match press conference.
Oh, she's deep into it.
Yeah.
So what team does she follow?
Tigers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I reckon she only follows Tigers because of me.
I was going to say,
she loves the Storm, but I'm like, you only like them because they come first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the cheaters. And they got all the good. Who's the good-looking team out of the whole NRL?
Probably the Broncos.
Oh, is that why fucking Kevy's been up him lately about looking in the mirror?
Too much skincare, not enough training. Yeah.
Didn't he say that in the fucking press conference, old Kevy?
Did he?
He was up the fucking boys about, they're playing like shit because they're fucking too busy looking at themselves in the mirror.
And see, that's the thing, is he gets in the shit about fucking saying all the shit he does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sam Thaddeus was the best one when they interviewed him and he said, oh, how was that, Sam? He was in his first game. And he said, oh, yeah, it was like my first route. He said, it wasn't pretty, but I got it done.
See, I love characters, like people that just don't give a fuck. They just say whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So footy you follow, do you follow any other type of sports or horses or doggies or you bet on anything?
I bet on everything.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know fuck all about dogs and horses. I'm just like, oh, yep.
Yeah. If I bet on a dog, it's either 1, 4, or 8.
I got a story for you. First ever time, I think I was fresh 18. I was working at this place. Didn't know nothing about dogs or fucking horse racing. And it was Melbourne Cup. Uh-huh. One of the guys from work, he's like, just chuck $50 in on sports bet.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Put it on the horse that's got the best odds. No worries. I've never fucking opened a sports book in my life. I opened it, looked up, and I was like, oh, this horse is paying $126.
So you put 50 on it?
I put 30 on it, and I put like $5 on another one. Because I told him, I went up to him, I was like, I found this horse paying $126. I put $30 on it. And he goes, I told you the best odds. I'm like, yeah, $126. Yeah, yeah. He's paying
big bucks.
Yeah. It's paying $3,000.
I've got to ask a question. Did it win?
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
A fucking roughy.
What year was, I think it was, it was like Prince of Pan's Dance or something. It was like.
That's not that long ago.
Me.
Like 10, it was, yeah. I was only like 18, so it would have been like 9 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I put a few bets and he's like, no, you got to put it on like the lower odds. The lower odds one mean that they're going to win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, all right, whatever. So I put it on. Didn't even think. Went to SeaWorld after work. I didn't even watch the race. I was like, I don't want to fucking watch that shit. Went to SeaWorld and I had about 30 missed calls. When I got back to my phone,
yep.
It was him.
Yep. He's like.
I called him, what's up? He goes, that fucking horse you put on, it won. It won.
So what? How much did you win? I'm trying to calculate in my head.
It was like 3,800 or something like that.
Yep.
Fuck, I was like, fuck yeah, I was only a fresh 18. I'm like, yeah, I'm going surface tonight. I'm going to spend all this money.
Spend a lot.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's gold.
That is a good betting story.
Yeah.
So, actually, that's stories. Okay, so have you got any stories about when you're making videos or editing out on the road and trying to, making your content?
Mm-hmm.
Is anything crazy happen while you're out doing your Esche skits and... Do people look at you and go, what the fuck's going on over there?
Or? Yeah, yeah. You get a lot of people that... When in the early stages when I was only new, people would look at you and go, who the fuck is this bloke? Like, is this cut off his head?
Yeah.
But, because the video's done so well so quickly and I grew a following, extremely fast, people just started noticing.
That's
they just come up, oh, yeah, you're the guy, yeah. Blah, 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 you're the guy. But people are weird when they come up to me in public because they come up to me. And they'll sit there and they'll stare at me for ages and ages, and they're trying to gauge is this cunt really? Because I've had people come up to me and they're like, "You're not like who you are in the videos."
Yeah,
it's a skit.
Yeah. And I get real shy when people come up to me in public. Like I'm like, "Oh yeah, how you going?"
Yeah,
and it spins them out because I'm so full on in the video.
In the video,
and then they see me and I'm like, "Yeah, how you going?" And then but everyone sort of just noticed. They're just like, "Oh yeah." Just making videos.
Yeah, yeah.
I will confess, I actually did go out the front to meet you and I actually thought you'd come out with the bum bag and the fucking...
Fuck no. I'm full on as it is normally. But when people come up to me in public, I'm like, oh, wow.
Oh, and do you wear the same hat in all those videos?
Yeah, I bought it from Crowd Market. It was like $15.
Is there a significant hat about?
It's just a Gucci hat.
Gucci,
because all the kids like the fancy.
Yeah, right. Shit. So I couldn't work it out.
I can't afford no fucking Gucci hat. They're like $600. I said, where can I get a Gucci hat? My missus is like, go to the Crowd Market. I'm like, that's perfect. That's only $10.
Yeah, yeah. And do you still have that hat for later videos?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I'll hold on to that forever.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
that's cold.
Yeah. I got to keep the same outfit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But the shoes, I think I need new ones. Obviously, the bottoms are all gone in them and everything, but yeah.
The one of the skits you did was in doing the haircut with old mate. Was that the first day. Was that in Surfers Paradise?
Yeah,
that
was in Surfers Paradise.
Yeah.
That was the first day that guy ever met me. He flew in from England the day before and he was working there. And because I know the owner of the barbershop, he's like, oh, you come in and film some videos. Yeah, no worries, sweet. He goes, oh, the guy here, he'd done some videos back in the UK.
Yep.
I was like, sweet, we'll use him.
Yep.
He had no idea what he was getting himself into that day. I'm holding the cutthroat up to it. Like, I had no blade in it, but I'm holding it up to him. I'm like, fucking give me all your money, rah, rah, carrying on.
Yeah.
And then after it, he goes, fuck, I was a little bit scared for a minute there. I was like, nah, I was like, I'm never going to hurt. I get a bit full on when I'm doing it because I want it to look believable.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, like realistically, when you're watching the skits you do, the videos on Instagram, you feel like you're in the moment.
Yeah.
Like with you, as in, you're not, you're just...
Some of the old videos we've done, like where we have altercations and stuff, like with one of our real big mates and he's like going to smash us and he's like done it real soft. I'm like, nah, fucking just go, actually hammer me. Like, do not care. Just do it. It'll look way better on camera.
It's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Got to put your body on
the line. It's kind of easy how to pick that up because when you're doing the flogging, as in some of the videos there, the bashing, and you make the camera feel like you're getting bashed.
Yeah.
As in you feel like you're getting bashed watching it.
Yeah.
It's fucking...
That's all just editing.
Yeah.
I do a lot of it. I used to do a lot of it, try and...
Oh,
but
so
it's
that's
so much easier just to do everything and editing after.
Right, so that's not actually the camera doing that. That's actually part
sometimes
of it.
It is the camera doing it, yeah, but right. Most of the time it's just
it's in the editing
it's just
process.
Easier to do it.
It certainly makes you feel like you're getting like you're in there with it.
Yeah, I try to make it. I try to make the videos real immersive. So like if it's chaotic, I'll try and make sure everything that like it portrays it to be chaotic.
Yes,
whether it's through the editing or like an action sort of sequence.
Yep.
Yep.
I think too far ahead sometimes.
Yeah.
And then not enough. If I both at the same time. That explains that my ADHD.
I'm only just dabbling into that editing stuff and it's, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just fumbling
through it. I'll tell you a story from when I was younger. I only just been told this recently, but apparently I've been at SJ since I was born. So apparently we were younger and I fucking was obsessed with the Wiggles. I love the Wiggles.
Yep.
And we're at this park and I would have only been like 4 years old or whatever. I see this kid walk over. Dorothy the Dinosaur slippers.
Yep.
Apparently I was like, they're fucking mine. They're mine. So I went up and I pushed this 2-year-old girl over.
To get a Dorothy fucking pluggers or slippers.
Pushed her over, ripped the Dorothy dinosaur slippers off her. Didn't even fit me. Put them on and then bolted off. My old man's yelling at me, get back here, you little cunt. And I'm just like, fucking, yes. I'm just beelined it. I'm like, I'm fucking out of here. These are my Dorothy dinosaur.
It's safe for long.
Yes.
Little girl's crying. And I'm just like, yep, fuck you. They're my shoes. See you later.
So the proof was in the pudding way back.
Oh, I was a cunt of a kid. Apparently.
Thug's life.
I was a cunt of a kid.
Yeah.
Just because I was so full on all the time.
Yeah. Copy. That's golden.
Memories.
Oh. It's good how some of these stories just come up, eh? Like, is it just randomised? That's good.
Well, I've been getting told all these stories lately, and I'm like, nah, surely not. And then mum or dad's like...
No, you did that.
You did that, you little shit.
Like, everyone told me, like growing up, like, fuck, you're a kind of a kid. You're a kind of a kid, rah, rah, rah. And then I sat down with mum the other day. I'm like, well, I'm a kind of a kid. She goes, fucking over you well. Like, fair enough.
Maybe it was because you were told so often, it actually, you become that.
I don't know. Mm. Or maybe I was...
That'd be why.
Or maybe I was just a kind
like
of a kid.
I've been told I was always
me.
A good kid and fucking look what happened to me.
Maybe I should have been told I would be a billionaire. Like, and then it may have happened. Yeah. I never got told that.
Never.
Yeah. Never. No, it's never going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not going to have any more kids to fucking try that fucking theory out either, so...
You're snipped?
Yeah. I'm actually going to get the tattoo in the ear. You know, like the dogs? Get the tattoo in the ear?
No, I don't know about the dogs.
So I know all about dogs. My missus is a vet nurse. That's all I hear about is dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got a pet?
Hey?
Have you got a pet?
Yeah, I got two.
What do you got?
Two dogs.
Yeah, but what?
Dogs. Big fucking tough ones.
Yeah?
So they're little,
fucking the poodles, aren't they?
Yeah, little tricolour.
In your
caboodle.
Gucci fucking handbag. I can fucking see them.
Nah, this dog's all... And then mum's dog's a little... Maltese Shih Tzu drowned rat looking fucking thing. It's got like dementia. It's a schizophrenic. It sees keys and it's like, he's off his head. But my little dog, she's fucking beautiful. I love her.
And you got some tats going on too.
Yeah,
tell us about your tats.
Oh, I got a heap of them when I was younger.
Yep.
There's no real meaning behind it.
Yep.
Is it tattooed?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I like that. I'm going to get tattooed.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah.
Yep. Barney, you got tattoos?
Yeah.
What does it say?
I'm not telling you.
Welcome to Jamaica. Have a nice day.
It's a tram stamp, so I've got
one a bit lower than a tram stamp. It was my first ever tattoo. I was 11.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. No, I was like 13.
Yeah, right.
I was like, Dad, I want to go to school. Because I want a tattoo. I want to go to school and show all the kids that I got a mad tattoo. And I was like...
Yeah. So did your dad let you? Or did you just...
He done it.
How good's that?
I was like,
is he a tattooist?
Fuck no.
Oh.
Fuck no. We had an eBay kit. We're like, yeah, fuck that. We had to have fun. We didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
My old man, he's real old school Aussie.
So what tattoo did you get?
I got your name on my ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. That's the same as Knuckles. Knuckles has got that.
Yeah. I was like, I was like, I want a tattoo. I want to go to school. I want one behind my ear. He's like, you're not fucking getting one behind your ear. It's not happening. And we're watching Jackass. And I seen Steve-O.
Yeah.
And he had your name on your ass. I was like, I love Steve-O.
Yeah.
I was like, can you do that? And he's like, what? Run it. And I was like, I want block letters.
Yeah.
I want them to look green. So I've got like two shades of like.
So on your ass, he's got your name. So you go up to people and say, I'll bet you $20. I've got your name written on my ass.
Do you know how many drinks that fucking.
You would have gotten heaps out of that.
100. 100 at least. Yeah. So going in and be like, if I got your name tatted on my ass, you got to buy me a drink.
Yeah.
And cunts in the clubs be like, fuck off, you don't have your name, you don't have my name on your ass. I'm like, I do.
Yeah. Rack them up.
And people don't even argue. They're just like, oh, you fucking got me.
Yeah.
You got me, you cunt.
So good. And that was your first tattoo at 13.
Yeah.
Just to go to school and say, I got a mad tattoo.
I went to school, I was pulling my pants down and I was like, everyone look at me. I was showing teachers. They're like, you can't have that. I said, well,
take it off me.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said,
can you wrestle?
If you can take it off, I won't argue with you.
If you can take it off.
Can you wrestle?
Yeah. Well, I had tattoos in school and they made me wear skin bandages to cover them up.
Fuck. The world's gone off its face.
Like, they weren't anything fucking.
You know, if you go to school with a fucking wrong colour hair these days, you're fucking sent home. Fucking crazy.
I fucking hated school. 27th of October 1987 when I had my resignation in.
Fuck, that's precise. Was that 3 p.m?
Mate, it was about 11 o'clock. It was you didn't smoke out.
You didn't even fucking make the whole day out?
No.
You didn't even,
No, I actually wrote in. I took the day off school.
You're lucky.
You
got the handy resignation, you know. I got made redundant.
You got made redundant. Did you get a payout?
No, no payout either.
Just fucking out. Hell. No. Out and don't come back.
I got a letter that says, fuck off, don't come back now.
McFuck off. You're out of here. So,
it's gold.
Yeah. I learned more in my first 2 years out of school than I ever did in school anyway.
Oh, fucking 100%. School fucking done nothing for me. I fucking hated it.
Life experiences is where you get your...
Like, you learn your ABCs, your 1, 2, 3s, a couple times tables.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yep.
Everyone's got calculators on their phone these days.
Fucking
anyway.
Hell.
Oh, mate. The amount of knowledge you've got on your phone and porn. sorry.
Well, how's fucking Siri these days? You don't even need to type your text messages. You just ask her to do it.
Yeah. You don't need to do anything. Just fucking go out and have a good time.
You know what we don't see a whole lot of anymore? Kids out in the street playing.
Fucking oath. We don't see that at all.
Oh.
Like every now and again... In my street, there'll be like young teenage kids around, and like I'll be driving past and they'll throw the football across the front of the windscreen. And my missus is like, they shouldn't be doing that. I said, I fucking love that.
Yeah. Garbage bin with the fucking stumps on it. And everyone packs up when they fucking go and then try to hit the car on the way through.
I'm like, I'd rather them, like my car got egged like a couple of weeks ago in the morning.
Yep.
I woke up, took a photo, sent it to my missus. I'm like, my car's been egged. She goes, oh, that's not fucking good, rah rah. I said, I actually sat there and smiled.
Why? So took you back.
I said, kids don't egg cars anymore. I said, we've been living in this house for 5 years and not once did a kid come and knock and run on it.
That was me 10 years ago. Oh, the memories.
If you actually see Mick going to his house running like that, fucking take a photo of it. We're going to get him fucking.
Yeah, egg my car, knock and run, do it. Just don't steal anything.
Yeah, and don't do Courtney's car. Make sure it's Mick's car.
Yeah, you fucking do Courtney's car, you're in trouble. Not from me, from her. She'll punch fuck out of you.
Yeah, she'll have you.
Punched in the next week.
Yeah.
More eggings. Kid, do you reckon we'll have a spate of more eggings now?
I hope so.
Bring back the egg.
Yeah, bring back the egg.
Bring back the egg. I'm actually going to get a carton on the way home then.
Oh, email them out the window on the way home.
Yeah.
Can you imagine me getting pulled over by the cops? Oh, you fucking... Apparently been seen egging cars.
No, you just throw one on your own
54.
Car.
Oh, yeah. You do it decoy. Oh.
Throw a couple on your own car and just go, I've been trying to find these little cunts that are doing it.
I've been driving up and down here.
What's that 12 egg cartons in the back doing then? Oh,
nothing you go down to fucking see you.
Go down the Costco on the Gold Coast, you can get like 60 eggs for whatever fucking cost you.
$3.
I might go do that tonight. I'm going to get egg on my mates' houses.
Yeah.
Oh, what
and
about
some
the
randoms too?
What about the old shit bags? Should we bring that back as well?
Oh, the old fire one.
The old flaming shit bag.
I don't care. Do whatever. just
come do it. Stop fucking being on your fucking phones and outside on your pews.
You can come fucking do it all at my house. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Just come do it. Just stay away from fucking iPads.
Yeah.
Kids they're just fucking hooked on it these days. We didn't have iPads. We had to go out and ride bikes in the sewers and fucking in the creeks.
Did you have a Treadly Deadly back in the day?
What the fuck is a Treadly Deadly?
Oh, fucking BMX.
Yeah.
The Treadly Deadly. Fucking, what else is a Treadly?
We used to go, when I grew up down in Sydney.
Or Deadly Treadly, I should say.
At Ingham's, like the chicken plant, they had like the water reserves. We used to go swimming in there. And everyone was like, you shouldn't be swimming in there. We don't give a fuck.
It's fucking done nothing wrong to me, has it?
Yeah. That's probably, it probably explains a lot.
Yeah, but so you had a BMX or a Treadly?
We had BMXs. We had fucking...
Skateboards,
scooters.
Yeah, yeah.
We loved it.
That's one thing I can't ride is a fucking skateboard. I'm fucking hopeless.
Hey, we talked about this. We're going to do that down the Gold Coast in Lycra, in fluoro Lycra, dress up.
Actually, I'm going to go with an old Esche.
I'm going to be there when that happens.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah.
Down the fucking Esplanade.
I'll get my people to speak to your people, and we'll make it happen.
We'll put some red Esche Crocs on your feet.
No, I don't think...
You can't wear red shoes anymore, apparently.
See?
Oh, fuck, fill me in. Fill me in. Why?
Apparently there's a pub or something. I don't know where... I think it might be in Shit Ditch, in Ipswich.
Yeah.
Shit Ditch.
I think there's a pub out there, they've banned people from going in with red Nike shoes on. And I seen it, and I was like, fuck, I really want to go there, mic myself up, go in undercover with red shoes on, just to see what would happen.
Oh, can't. I've got no idea.
I see shit like that. People that see shit like that, I see that, I'm like,
opportunity.
I want to go push their buttons.
Yeah, opportunity right there.
Push their buttons.
I reckon we do it, but I'll dress up, obviously being a little bit older than you, I'll just wear some... other clothes, but I just happen to have just a dirty old pair of red sneakers on.
Yeah, just to see the double standards.
Fucking double standards.
What about if a whole...
That's a good idea.
What about if a Greyhound bus pulls up with 54 people in it, all wearing red fucking Nike shoes?
You know what would make it better? A Greyhound bus with 54, like, grannies from the retirement home wearing red shoes.
Red shoes just fucking rolling.
Will they say no then?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Actually, and you do you first and get him to turn you away.
Yeah.
And then the fucking bus pulls up.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, you're going to turn them away, are
we're
you?
We're not in Kansas now,
Tony. I don't know where you are, but we're coming to fucking stitch you up.
Yeah, fucking oath. But how we got onto that was, we're going to go down to the Gold Coast one day in Lycra on skateboards. You're going to be on skateboards. Slick Mick's going to be there. And we're going to esche it up.
Yeah, right
out. We're going to run a mark.
Fucking, that's penciled in.
The Gold Coast.
Penciled in. Down the Gold Coast, it's that wall down there, the people don't even, there's like, oh, it's another day down here.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter what you do or where or go on about.
Yeah.
Fucking just.
There's, you get a fucking licorice, all sorts of people down there.
Yep. Fucking oath you do. I was down there like last weekend for the air show, and yeah, you just, people watching is fucking phenomenal down there. I love it. Absolutely love people watching down there.
You get all ends of the spectrum there, no matter what.
Yep. Fucking crazy.
Yeah. Everyone's got a touch of the tisma.
Well, on that note, lads, I think, are we good?
Yep.
Well, Mick, Slick Mick, definitely thank you very much for coming in and spending an afternoon talking to us on That's the Lads right. podcast show.
Not a drama.
It's been fucking fantastic, hasn't it, Barney?
Good yarn.
Has
fucking
been good.
Oath. Well,
has been good.
And no doubt, I can't wait to do maybe some stuff in the future with you. We'll get you back on the show with what's happening in your life.
Yeah,
and sounds like we've got a bucks party to participate on a golf course somewhere.
Oh yeah,
3 hours I think.
Yeah, yep. My missus, right? Yeah.
Oh, you better give your mate a shout out too.
Oh yes,
oh, yeah. Shout out Teflon Clothing Co.
Yeah,
know what it is.
Teflon coating. I just said coating.
Teflon Clothing. Teflon coating.
Teflon clothing.
That's one of my best mates' brands. Put on for him all the
so
time.
So is he from the coast as well?
Yeah. He's been looking after me since day one.
And where can they find that?
That's just on Instagram. They got a website too, teflonclothing.co.
Yep. Shout out to yous.
Use code Shorty, you get 30% off.
The code Shorty.
Yeah. Shout out to Ross for linking this up.
Definitely Ross.
Your power eels suck, cunt.
ouch.
Whatever that
I'm
is.
I'm fucking sitting right here.
But my tigers are not much better.
Yeah. It's the Australian way. You've got to take the piss out of other people's teams.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it. But no, thanks for having me on, boys. No, really appreciate it. It was a good
fucking
chat.
Fucking fantastic. Can't wait to see you next time, I guess, whenever that is. And I can't wait to see some more stuff come out on your socials.
Yep.
So whenever that is. No pressure.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
It's going to come. Yeah, fucking oath. Yeah. Righto. I'm the stiff man, so I am out of here. See yous later.
See yous. Bye. Come on. Let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to feel stressed. There's no fear in my chest. Hit a
boom for my stairs. Walk away from the pain I've been through. This feeling of it is brand new. This is the moment I break through.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.